I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this focus on swing-era trumpeter Buck Clayton. Among Clayton's notable achievements was his 30 or so titles recorded with Billie Holiday between 1937 and 39, often alongside some of his buddies on loan from the Basie Orchestra, most notably saxophonist Lester Young. Weary at heart, back where you started from. Buck and Billie had become very close friends during her brief stint as singer for the Basie Orchestra, and I suspect that they were at times much more than just good friends, that they were lovers. Clayton, whom she called the prettiest cat I ever saw, is heard on some of Billie Holiday's best early records. Next are several recordings where Clayton backed Billie, and, as read from his memoir, his own words recalling Billie.
My first recording was with Teddy Wilson, along with Billie Holiday, just about 2 weeks before Basie made his first recording. As I walked with Lester Young into the studio, I was surprised to see so many people that I'd never actually seen before. There was Benny Goodman running up and down on his clarinet, warming up. Teddy Wilson, who I'd never seen, and Billie herself. Billie and I immediately became friends, and soon we were recording. Such pleasure I had backing up Billie's songs to her vocals. When she would record, I would watch her mouth, and when I saw she was going to take a breath or something, I knew it was time for me to play between her expressions. It's what we call filling up the windows. We made several more dates with Billie after that. In fact, whenever Basie would be in town, we were sure to be called to play with the lady.
I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Buck Clayton further recalls,
Billie had joined the Basie band. She was great to work with, and she was game to do anything that we would do. She would shoot dice with us, joke with us, and in general, do everything that we would do. We all liked Billie. Sometimes on the bus at night, when everybody else would be sleeping, Billie and I would talk. Sometimes when we were in New York, she would take me by her mother's restaurant, and I'd have some ham hocks and turnip greens and other soul goodies. When we first met Billie Holiday, she made it her business to take Lester and myself all around Harlem. We'd go to all the joints in Harlem. You sure couldn't ask for a better chaperone than Billie, as everybody seemed to know her. From every corner in Harlem, there would be talk of Billie. Some of it good and some of it bad. But we three were always pretty tight together.
I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you. Comes back that day.